This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. The results are in. According to Beer Connoisseur magazine, the top nine beers of 2024 come from Germany, Belgium, California, Rhode Island, Maine, a few others, and Cortland, Kansas. Today we'll meet this remarkable brewing company in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Luke and Jennifer Mahan are the founders and owners of Irrigation Ales, which produce this award-winning beer. Luke grew up at Cortland, where his father was a ditch rider and maintenance foreman for the Bostwick Irrigation District. After graduating from Fort Hays State, Mahan returned to Cortland, where he most recently served for 8 years as Economic Development Director for Republic County. In 2012, Mahan noticed that the state of Kansas had legalized home brewing clubs. He gave home brewing a try and found he enjoyed creating craft beers. Eventually, he and some friends formed the Cortland Fermentation Club, which attracted even more participants than they had expected. In 2018, Mahan and family secured a downtown Cortland building, which they used to expand their brewing capacity. Luke and Jennifer were married in 2019. In 2022, they opened the brewing business full-time. They chose to name the business Irrigation Ales in honor of the vital significance of surface irrigation in the region. The Bostwick Irrigation District is believed to be the largest surface irrigation district in the state. The water is sourced from nearby Lovewell Lake and the Republican River. Irrigation Ales opens its tap room on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. On certain weekends, they also offer the unique experience of touring the irrigation canals which transport water to the fields. "We roped my dad into helping," Mahan said. Bill Mahan retired from Bostwick in 2022 and helps out with the brewing. "We've been slow and methodical but resourceful," Mahan said. For example, they were able to repurpose milk tanks from dairy farms to be used as brewing equipment. They also acquired a refrigerated semi-truck that serves as their cold room. With a lot of elbow grease, they were able to make it all work. "I call it agrarian ingenuity," Mahan said. They seek to brew the beer using locally sourced ingredients like Kansas-grown malt, hops, fruit, veggies, and herbs. They even use creative flavorings from cedar tree berries and sumac. Today, Irrigation Ales offers 8 craft beers plus a line of merchandise and frequently hosts community events at their building. "We'll host 100 or more events a year," Mahan said. In the last 3 years, Mahan estimates that Irrigation Ales has brewed 80 unique beers and nearly 70,000 pints. What's more, the business has had visitors from 7 countries and 47 U.S. states, missing only Kentucky, Mississippi, and Delaware. Irrigation Ales is a member of the From the Land of Kansas program and the Kansas Craft Brewers Guild. "Kansas tourism has done a great job of highlighting us," Mahan said. The brewers have experimented with different styles, such as light beers and sour beers. They've even made a cherry kolache flavor to honor the Czech heritage in the region. A friend with a vineyard provided grapes for a beer and wine flavor mix, which they aged in wooden barrels. "It's a darker, richer beer, which has kind of a chocolate-covered raisin vibe," Mahan said. They named it Grape Expectations. "We figured we would submit it for competition because the judges usually give good feedback," Mahan said. Then they received word that their beer was ranked number 9 among international competition for the best 100 beers of 2024. That's remarkable for a craft beer maker in a rural community such as tiny but mighty Cortland, population 294 people. Now that's rural. "I love being creative and communicating something of value to other people," Mahan said. "There's more to rural Kansas than people think," he said. "In the end, beer is a medium to share our rural culture with others," Mahan said. "It gives us a license to do a lot of fun things." For more information, go to www.irrigationales.com. We commend Luke and Jennifer Mahan, Bill Mahan, and all those involved with Irrigation Ales for making a difference with creative beer making. They've been able to achieve grape expectations. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.